It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An effort to strengthen civics instruction in K-12 schools has cleared the Colorado House with support from state lawmakers in both parties. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The bipartisan bill aims to teach students the fundamentals of government. Its sponsors cite a significant decline in civic knowledge that they hope to reverse. The measure references a survey in 2016 that found roughly 75% of American adults could not name all three branches of government. If passed, this bill would require schools to teach students how to properly analyze text and determine if sources are reliable. The proposal also hopes to improve education around topics like voting, civil discussion, free speech, and the country's history and heritage. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More than $2 billion from the American Rescue Plan is coming to Colorado's cities and counties. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports Pueblo is asking for ideas from residents about how to use its share.
The city expects more than $36 million. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Fortunately, we don't have to spend all the money overnight. Part of it we will want to get in the economy right away by putting it in people's pockets. Part of it will be more considered what ideas do people have about how we can help Pueblo recover.
Gratisar says the city will collaborate with other local agencies on planning for the funds, including the county, which is in line to get an estimated $30 million. The first half of the funds will be distributed by May 10th. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter's bill to let legal marijuana businesses access banks and other financial services has passed the House by a vote of 321 to 101. But the Safe Banking Act did not get support from some of Perlmutter's fellow Coloradans. That includes Republican Ken Buck, who voted no and expressed concerns that drug cartels and illegal growers could abuse the banking system. The House passed a similar bill 2 years ago, but it died in the Senate. The Palisade Peach Festival is returning to the Western Slope this summer. The event east of Grand Junction was canceled last year because of the pandemic. Organizers are planning a parade, contests, live music, and food sold by local vendors. The festival will run for 3 days in mid-August. This is CPR News.